B-Pod Studios.
Video games.
Yes, you can!
Comic books.
Nothing is impossible.
Sci-fi.
Just
anime.
Do it!
If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
What are you waiting for?
This is Nerd Radio.
Make your dreams come true!
Welcome to this week's Nerd Radio, all over the podcast page, WRAF.com, wherever you're getting your podcasts, and of course on your social media at Nerd Radio 101. My name is Chuck Bean, live on record from the Checkpoint XP Studios with my co-host Al Beck.
Hey, that's right.
And something. James.
Hello.
And this week we're joined by Kyle, who is a frequenter of the show. Typically we'll talk about some Overwatch or some Magic the Gathering cards or something like that, but this week you're just hanging out with us.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
It's good to be back.
Welcome to the show, Kyle.
I am messing up these cuts like a mofo.
Oh, man.
I tried
good thing
to
we're
do
not
it,
live.
I tried to do it in the order.
No, you're fine. My fingers are not smart. It's a finger issue.
Smart fingers.
Typically, you would find us.
The worst James Bond movie.
Smart fingers. Yeah.
Or the best. Or smart fingers.
Smart fingers.
Might outsmart the Bonder.
Yeah, well.
Typically, you would find
us. Can't wait to meet that Bond girl.
On Checkpoint XP's Twitch page on Wednesday afternoons between 11 and 1. This week, they are out at the Esports Business Summit. Mm-hmm. So they are broadcasting live as we are recording this particular episode, not live on their Twitch stream. But that doesn't mean you don't get to download the podcast. See, you podcast listeners, you get the extra stuff this week.
Yeah.
Because we're hanging out with you and we're not on Twitch. So there you go. A little reward for you guys.
You're welcome.
I didn't want to harp too much on it, but I think it is important that we talk about the fact that as we record this, it is Wednesday, September 11th, which is, of course, the anniversary of 9/11/2001. I'm sure everyone in this room kind of remembers where you were when you I know for me, I got like a phone call saying I'd just woken up because I was supposed to work at 2:00, and they were like, "Are you watching the news?" And you turn the TV on and see everything that's happening. Very, very tragic piece of business in our American history, and of course, we definitely want to commemorate and remember that it happened, and where we are now. But let's talk about fun stuff because that's what we're here for.
Absolutely,
it's Nerd Radio. This weekend, I had quite the weekend because I went Sunday and I saw Stephen King's It, Chapter 2. We were talking about it last week.
We were, and we were worried that it could be a turd dress. I believe Bozo hair was how James described
it. Turd and Bozo hair.
It is another...
What, on the turd scale, how...
It is another very long movie. I think it clocks in at just about 3 hours.
Okay, that's worth a turd.
That's
worth a turd right there.
It starts very slow.
Another turd.
But once it picks up, it's very good. I liked it very, very much. The special effects definitely do the old TV movie to shame.
Okay.
For
so
sure.
It did get good.
It did. Absolutely.
Right. So
yeah.
Good. Right. Got a little Pepto for those turds.
What is it? Bill Hader is fantastic. Steals the movie.
Oh, Bill Hader's in it?
Bill Hader is in it. He plays the, he was in the first movie, he was Finn Wolfhard. That's his character, the kid that from Stranger Things.
So he's Stranger Things all grown up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So he was not in the first movie. Bill Hader was not in the
he
first
was not.
Movie.
Okay. No, the first movie focused just on them when they were the kids. And then this movie, they're all grown up and they have to come back to combat Pennywise.
Okay.
27 years later. But there's a lot of extra stuff filling in blanks from the first movie with the kids. So the kids are back for this movie, which is kind of cool. And yeah, like the end of the TV movie had like the animatronic spider that everyone thought was awful. And one of the funny things in this movie is they hit the joke at least 3 times about the guy who plays Professor Xavier, whose name escapes me at the moment.
James McAvoy.
Say, how dare you?
Not Patrick
How dare you? Right. That's my Captain Picard. No, James McAvoy. Okay, fine.
James McAvoy
I'll
plays.
Let you forget him.
James McAvoy plays the lead kid, and when he grows up, he's a writer. Because Stephen King always has a writer character in all of his movies, but he's writing for he's writing books and he's writing for movies, something like that. And people consistently tell him that his endings are terrible. And I feel like that is a direct dig at the original TV movie.
Yeah, because I feel the same way about a lot of Stephen King's writing.
That his ending is terrible. Like,
your endings are horrible.
Yeah.
You try to have some weird, shocking, ooh, horror ending. And I'm like, ah, oh, you blew it. Way to go, Stephen King.
Ooh.
That was the thing that was funny, too, when we got out of the movie and me and Amy were talking about it, is that I'm not inspired enough to go back and read the book because I do not enjoy Stephen King's novels.
God damn it, it's so long. It's over 1,000 pages.
So big.
It's like bigger than the Bible, man. Like you could throw that book at a window and break a window if you're mad at your neighbor or something.
But I need somebody.
Pelt a neighbor's house with the copies of It.
That'll teach you.
I need somebody who is well-versed in that book, who's read it a bunch of times, to explain to me what's different, what they didn't put in the movie, what
read
they
it
did
a bunch
put
of times?
In the movie.
Why would you want to read it more than once?
Those people exist.
Yeah.
I'm sure they exist.
People that read like the same book five times are like, it's so good.
More importantly,
oh, sure.
Chuck, you need that for some reason? You feel like you need
that? I just want to know.
I'm wondering, why do you feel like you need that explanation?
I don't want to, because I don't want to do the work, but I want to know.
Chuck's Stephen King curious.
Yeah.
That's a new one on the spectrum there. Yeah, I just want to know. I want to know, like, because I know some stuff was changed, and I know even from the TV movie, like, the ending is different. Some of the stuff that was in the TV movie, the way that ends, is not there. There's whole subplots that are missing.
Has everybody in the room seen the TV movie?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I was a kid.
Okay. Because I tried watching the TV movie.
Wonderful parenting over there.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
How old were you when it happened, Kyle?
I was 12.
Hey.
And never again.
Yeah, well.
Are you all messed up about clowns?
No.
Well, anyway.
So it's a safe place, Kyle.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We don't have somebody dressed as a clown. Ken's not going to come in dressed as a clown to scare you if you say yes. It's fine.
Well, don't speak too soon. We still got a long way to go in this podcast, and he is pure evil, so he may have felt that.
But he's not that ambitious to where you're just going to go out of his
way. No, he's not that ambitious.
Evil, but not ambitious. Nobody tell Ken to listen to this episode.
Oh, he wouldn't listen anyway.
There's no Lord of the Rings going on. He doesn't care.
Right. You think he listens to those episodes either?
Yeah.
Right. I don't think so.
But yeah, I would recommend it. I think it was, especially if you dig the first one. I thought it was good. There were some good scares in it. There was one particular one that caught me by surprise. And from that point on.
Did you laugh hysterically?
Not when
you
laughed
hysterically at Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Every time somebody jump scared.
I did not.
I was like, this isn't a comedy, Chuck. This is supposed to be scary.
Well,
it's because we had the woman in the row in front of us that screamed every time it happened. That's what makes me laugh.
Chuck Bean, sociopath.
When other people get frightened, I'm like, this is great. But yeah, there was one particular that caught me off guard, which is pretty good considering how much horror movies I watch.
Yeah, I am interested to see it now just based on Bill Hader alone.
He's so good in it.
Because I liked him on SNL, of course.
He's so much fun.
Yeah, and his show Barry, which got canceled.
Did it?
Yes. Yeah. I think two seasons in, they
That's
canceled
unfortunate.
Barry.
They did.
Dude, that sucks, man. That show was great. Steven Root, Henry Winkler. I mean, come on. It was really good. But
yeah, that's unfortunate.
It is.
They also opened the movie with, they've got like the Warner Brothers logo and like the red balloons were coming up and you hear the laughing clowns or something like that. And when it went away, you saw this silhouette in the back that's coming towards you. You're like, oh, that's Pennywise or something like that. It was the trailer for Birds of Prey. Which I don't know if neither of you guys have seen it, starts with that exact thing.
Yep.
And then it's Harley instead of, and she just like smashes one of the balloons with a thing and looks in the camera. It's like, I'm kind of over clowns.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm kind of over Harley Quinn, to be honest with
you. Yeah, well.
I know Kyle's not. I'm sorry to offend the tattoo on your leg. But
<He's good.
laughs> I don't know.
Are you going
to be over Harley Quinn?
I don't know, man. She, that's never really good thing for me.
She's... I'm still upset over that Suicide Squad movie, so we're good. Moving on.
Well,
but,
well,
you know, while we're on the topic of Stephen King, just you guys know Dr. Sleep is coming out.
Yes.
Which is the
sequel.
The Shining sequel.
Yeah.
And it looks really good.
It's supposed to be the sequel to The Shining. Mm-hmm. So that'll be something neat to see. That's in the theaters, right?
Yeah, it's coming out in theaters. I'm not 100% sure when, but probably within the next month or so. Has to be.
Interesting.
But yeah, it looks really good.
That's definitely on my.
It's with Ewan McGregor.
Yep.
Oh, so. He's good.
That's definitely on my list of stuff that I know for my horror podcast that I do on the side. That I'm gonna, I got
your sidecast?
My sidecast. Exactly.
Chuck's been podcasting around on us.
I have. Yeah, exactly. I'm playing the field.
He's casting behind our backs.
You hussy.
I'm a polyamorous podcaster.
Welcome to the Polycast with Chuck Bean.
It's got some alliteration to it, too. just real quick, while on the subject of Margot Robbie, too, did you guys see that they're talking about rebooting Tank Girl with her?
I did.
No, I had not.
Yeah.
I did. I don't know how I feel about it because I loved the first movie.
Yeah, the original one in the movies with Lori Petty is really fun. It's got a great soundtrack. It's got a bunch of animation, which is real neat.
I'm fine with it because anything Margot Robbie wants to do on screen, I'll
watch.
Fair.
So.
Yeah, I'd watch it. I think she would do a good job. If she can play Harley Quinn, she could play Tank Girl.
It's not much of a stretch.
No.
That's why when I saw it, I was
really
like...
It's really not. You
know, I would watch Margot Robbie fart into an empty coffee can, okay? Here's taking my money.
Well, for movie
and
career...
And we did when we watched Suicide Squad. That's exactly what we watched.
How dare you? I enjoyed it, okay? I enjoyed Suicide Squad.
How dare
we won't
you.
Go there.
I was going to say, if a movie art career ever takes a turn, you may, in fact, get to see that on a Patreon subscriber or something.
Keep my fingers crossed.
No, I will clarify. I do like Margot Robbie, and I thought she did a good job as Harley Quinn.
You're just over the character.
The character has never done anything for me. I've never been into Harley Quinn, and just kind of being... Like, here you go. I don't care.
Yeah, I live in a house of Harley Quinn.
That's
my girlfriend loves Harley Quinn. She's been a Harley Quinn fan before. Like, all of this Harley Quinn has become like a household name.
Right.
Like, I think she's the one who's like, you know, Harley Quinn. And I'm like, who? And then she kind of explained what was going on. I'm like, okay. So. Yeah.
It's kind of like when Deadpool came out and everyone suddenly knew who he was. Like, oh, for years.
I told you about I got this is like 8 months ago or something like that. I got the Deadpool game for the 360.
Yeah,
which I hadn't ever really played, and I played it for about an hour just to make sure it works and then put it on the stack of games I need to play. It's fascinating because it very obviously came out before Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool.
Playing
that Deadpool game and seeing him in other media before Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool, I completely understand why when he shows up in the comics, everybody's like, oh, Christ. Friggin' Deadpool.
Well, you can kind of understand that from Ryan Reynolds' portrayal of him as well.
Yeah, but he seems more lovable as Ryan Reynolds. Which is something to aspire to.
He did turn my... I was never really a Ryan Reynolds fan. He kind of annoyed me, but he turned me around.
Yeah.
You know, I love Deadpool, and I think he's great as Deadpool. I really do.
Yep.
Here's something else I pulled up for the podcast when I saw it, because do you guys remember the Nicolas Cage, John Travolta movie Face Off?
I do.
I've never seen it, if you can believe it, but I'm aware of it.
It was an interesting movie.
There are rumors, according to Deadline, that they're going to reboot Face Off.
Of course, or just reboot whatever.
Who in God's name, how do you replace Nicolas Cage?
Well, he's not doing anything. They'll just get him back.
But I don't think the movie really... Does it have like a huge cult following? Because I don't
think
it was that
really.
Great
no,
of a...
It doesn't.
Like,
it
not at all.
That's much of a success at the box office.
I think it's just the idea of the concept of like the villain does the plastic... Yeah, the plastic surgery to swap his face with the hero.
It's called live action Snapchat with the face swap app, you know?
Maybe that's where
they check out this real life filter.
Maybe that's the direction they'll go in. Maybe it's more like sci-fi, and they'll just do it with an app.
Now you gotta have my interest, Chuck, with that concept,
right? Like, because the idea of getting your face taken off, a la the Joker, and then put on somebody else, and then taking their face and put it like, come on, plastic surgery is pretty good, but I don't know.
Yeah,
this is a stretch. But then, you know, you are coming to see a movie with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta, so like,
you deserve to be punished.
Yeah, right. So you know your life is pretty pathetic to begin with.
Don't question the science of a movie where these two are your principal actors. But yeah, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, who do you get now? Ryan Reynolds, maybe, could replace one of those two.
Yeah.
But who do you get? Ryan Reynolds and Jim Carrey. That's my guess. That's my fan casting right there. Ridiculousness. All right, well, there's some video game news, too, that I wanted to get to. I finished Spider-Man 4, or Spider-Man on the PS4, over the weekend, and I'll tell you guys about that. Whether or not the ending, you know, lived up to the me having to play it for weeks and weeks at a time because it made me motion sick.
I was going to say, in increments.
Yeah, how many times did you puke playing it?
Right, and Nintendo had a whole bunch of news last week. It was right after we went off the air, too. They had their Nintendo Direct, and I'll tell you guys more about that.
And are we going to get Nate in here for all of that?
Yeah, for sure.
We'll be joined by Checkpoint XP's Nate Bender coming up, too.
All right, so Nerd Radio returns.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Nerd Radio.
It's cool. I'm taking it back.
What are you nuts?
I'm taking it back. You watch.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio on your social media at Nerd Radio 101 on Boston's, give me it, Al.
Rock929rocks.com.
And typically, we are on Twitch TV. I'm sorry. Just give it to me, James.
Twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Wednesdays, starting around 11:30 a.m.
Right. As I said at the top of the show, typically we're on Checkpoint's Twitch, but this week they are live from the eSports Business Summit. So you podcast listeners, like, once again, you guys are getting your regular show. It's the Twitch guys that are just going to have to deal without us this week. They're getting some good content, though, for sure. James Albeck joining me. Of course, we've got Kyle with us this week. And Nate from Checkpoint XP.
Hi.
Dropping in.
Yeah.
Why aren't you in Vegas?
Well, I am in Vegas. I'm in both places at once. I have that ability to astral project.
Amazing.
It is amazing. No, I wasn't good enough to go to Vegas, so they said you stay home.
It's budget cuts.
I was going to say that's budget cuts.
That's okay.
You know, it's funny. Dave and Chuck the Freak go to Vegas, and I get stuck back here.
I was going to say, Al and I can relate. Because
I mean, I don't know if I should take it personally or not, but no, I'm going to TwitchCon in San Diego. So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool.
Just divide and conquer sort of strategy.
I think you're getting the better end of the deal, really.
Kind of, yeah. Here's the thing. I've been to the Esports Business Summit.
Okay.
I have not been to TwitchCon.
So
if I had to choose between them, I'd much rather go to the thing that I've never been to before.
Sure.
You have a big suitcase? Feel free to pack me in there. I'll hang out with you.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so as I was telling you guys before we hit the break, I finished Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4 after weeks and weeks of playing it.
Yeah. Yes. Congrats.
I absolutely loved it.
Came out 7 years ago. Continue.
Yeah, exactly. I absolutely loved it. It may be my favorite game on the PlayStation 4.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
It was definitely... You know, there's... I don't know about you guys, but there's certain games you will associate with a specific system. Like, that is... If I think of the Xbox 360, I think of my time with the original Red Dead Redemption.
Sure.
Because I played so much of it. If I think of, like, the Nintendo, it's Super Mario Brothers 3, the NES, something like that. I think later, you know, when we're playing the PlayStation 7, when I think back to the PlayStation 4.
I don't plan on living that long, but continue.
Yeah. I think Spider-Man will be the game that I will clearly remember as, like, that was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got some great stuff at the end that I would hate to spoil for anyone that hasn't played it yet. There's some great scenes at the end that are very emotionally impactful.
You know what's actually terrifying? I can't think of a game that does that for me for the PlayStation 4. Not really for the PlayStation 3 either. I got one late, so that may be
sure.
It. But, like, yeah, I don't have that automatic association of a game for a generation like that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I've got Red Dead for the PS3.
Okay, yeah.
You know, similarly, but...
Yeah, exactly. And that's a thing, too, is that when you look at some of those games, some of those, you know, came out on two different systems during the different console wars.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess for PlayStation 3, the reason that I bought it would have been Metal Gear Solid 4. So that,
same here.
Yeah, so that I think maybe that's the game that I think of when I think of the PlayStation 3. But
probably.
Like,
I would think if you played any of the Uncharted, those were good. They weren't my favorite games.
They were okay. I mean, I had the HD collection. I bought that bundled with the system. And, I mean, I played through two of the games, and I went, it was okay.
Yeah.
Mm. It was all right.
But, yeah, Spider-Man, I highest possible recommendation.
Wow.
Definitely, I came out last year, but so far this year, best game I've played all
Maybe
year.
Maybe I should open it up and actually put it in the system.
I think you should.
I had a listener gift me a copy, and I've not played it.
I mean,
all.
I got it on special when I got my PS4, but I've just been so, like, wrapped up in the VR. I'm like, I'll get to Spider-Man later.
Wow, VR. That's not even a avenue that I'm in.
I mean, hey,
come on over. I'll show you how I VR.
What's the VR system that you have?
Oh, just the PS.
The PSVR.
VR.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I've been hanging out and playing Rick and Morty.
You know, like, Robbie's got one of those, and I never hear him talk about it, ever.
It's very impressive. I've got it, too.
Yeah, I've thought about it.
You should be ashamed if I'm ahead of you in a video game thing. I mean, like, these guys may be, like, fine.
I'm just not – I'm not sold on VR just quite yet. Like, I'm waiting until, there's a game that I'm like, I have to play that in VR.
I'm still excited about Pong, so, I mean, you really should be embarrassed.
I've got a friend that's got, like, the Oculus headset, and I went over their house and tried out the VR. Have you seen Beat Saber?
I have seen Beat Saber.
Because that's kind of awesome.
It is pretty cool, I will admit. I actually saw a video of a girl who was playing Beat Saber, but it was with, like,
she was in a bikini?
No, I don't.
I've seen that video, too.
She was not. But it was like
can you forward that video to me?
It was like a Darth Maul sort of, like, bow staff. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was super impressive. Absolutely. But one of the things that I did want to bring up video game-wise is that last week was Nintendo Direct. It's a thing they do usually, like, once a month. They'll give you about an hour of, like, here's stuff that's coming out. Here's stuff we're working on or something like that. And boy, oh boy, did they deliver with last week's Nintendo Direct. Overwatch is coming to the Switch.
Oh, awesome.
So now it is on basically everything.
Everything.
Everything that exists, whether it's the PlayStation or the Xbox or your PC or something like that. I think the VR is the only thing you can't play Overwatch in.
Right. And I was just getting James closer to getting a Switch. I know you've been...
Dude, I'm right there.
You're right, like, on the edge.
I went and I visited a friend to drop off some posters. I'm moving, so I have some artwork and stuff I need to get rid of, and I didn't have the heart to recycle it, so I'm right over his house. And he hooked up the Switch, and they have a whole bunch of Super Nintendo games now.
I was going to mention that. They've been giving us a couple Nintendo games every month for the Nintendo app, if you are part of the online service. And they decided, as of last week, they announced it and then released it within 2 days to release a Super Nintendo app with 20 games on it. That's the good news. The bad news, you're not getting a couple games every month now. You're getting games when they can, which is kind of a bummer. Yeah. However, I got a Super Nintendo. I'm a Switch now.
Right. And honestly, that's what I've been spending the most time with. Like, I've been playing Breath of Fire. Mm-hmm. A Link to the Past.
Yep, Link to the Past is on there. Both of the Super Mario Worlds are on there. Yeah. Yoshi's Island. There's some stinkers on there too.
There is. I forgot that. What is it? Pilot Wings looked at as bad as it did the SNES. Like I was. I must have been thinking of the N64 version.
Probably.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow, that is a little bit rough. But, outside of that, like, there are some... I mean, Super Metroid. Like,
yeah.
Between Super Metroid and...
Star Fox is on there.
Star Fox. But between Super Metroid and Link to the Past, like, that's, like, 80 hours worth of gameplay right there.
Oh, for sure.
Which is way longer than any of those NES games will give you. Because they didn't give you any of the really, really hard ones.
It's got the save state, just like the NES app. It's got the rewind feature, which now... I played the Genesis collection with the rewind feature and the Mega Man collection, and immediately was like, well, now I can't play any old games without this.
It's true, man. It's true. It really helps, actually, on... Super Mario World, like, you know, you take a bad turtle shell and then you just rewind it.
No. I'm not. That's not happening. Let's back that up.
So you could be like Zach Morris. You're just like, time out.
Yeah,
exactly. It's more like playing Braid than it is Super Mario Brothers.
Okay. Right.
It's great.
Right. No, it's funny you bring up Pilot Wings too, because so here's a little insight to my brain. Both with the NES app and the Super NES app, like, you can click on the X button and it'll give you a little write-up on the game and it'll tell you who published it and what year it was published. The first thing I had to do with the Super Nintendo games was put them in the order they were published.
That's weird.
So, like,
That's very OCD.
All the ones that came out in 91 had to be next to each other, and then 92, and then 93, and then 90, you know.
So I had no idea that you could get extra information or that you could reorder those games.
I just
learned two new things right now.
No, why would you want? That's crazy that you'd want that information, and then you actually used it.
Well, I'll say that my brain works that way, too. So
all right.
I got your back on this one, but I'm also crazy in German, so I don't know what your problem is.
No, so I put them all in order, and then I started looking through because, you know, they've got games from, like, the launch of the Super Nintendo. Super Mario World is obviously there, but, like, Pilot Wings and F-Zero are there, and it made me really happy that my first game outside of Super Mario World when I got my Super Nintendo at Christmas was SimCity.
Oh, wow.
If I'd have gotten Pilot Wings on Christmas morning, I'd have been pissed. That game is ugly and just not fun to play.
Yeah, it's not terribly fun.
Even F-Zero, which is on there, I was like, this is all right, but I'm really glad I got SimCity instead.
Like let's take all of the worst parts of the Top Gun NES game and put them into an even uglier SNES game.
Oh, my
game.
God.
You know what I mean? I'm just, like, crashing the plane over and over and over again. Fortunately, I've got the rewind function to kind of dial it in and figure it out.
Right.
But, no, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Dude, that sounded like a recipe from the Anarchist Cookbook, right? You just described right there. Jesus.
Crash the plane, rewind, try again.
Just
try
that
again.
The whole thing. Just Top Gun and worse. Are you on the Switch, Kyle?
I am on the Switch.
I was just curious because obviously these two guys are. James is on the fence. I kind of want one, but I know I wouldn't play it enough, so I'm just not going to spend the money on it. So
for me on the Switch, I what sold me on the Switch was obviously the portability and all that, but I love Mario, and I got to play Super Mario, or not Super Mario, but Mario Odyssey, which is really cool. But for new games, I'm a huge Pokemon fan, so there's Sword and Shield coming out for that. And then they also announced from Game Freak, the developers of the Pokemon games, they're coming out with a new IP called Little Town Hero.
Which is only their, like, third game, or no, their second game outside of the Pokemon franchise.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
And it looks really good. The graphics are really cool. And so it's kind of different from most RPGs. Instead of, like, fighting with swords and shields and mana and all that, you fight monsters with ideas.
And you lost me.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right?
I'm thinking of a really, like, good idea, that's monster.
That's some like Montessori school stuff right there.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm really... like, what is this? But it looks cool. It looks interesting.
Sounds like a radio marketing meeting.
Right.
We're going to fight our ratings with ideas. Yeah,
monsters with ideas. Oh, my God.
The other cool part about that game is that the soundtrack is being done by Toby Fox, the guy who did Undertale and Deltarune. So
And
that's a big appeal.
The concept of like making an RPG where you fight with ideas instead of punching stuff is very Undertale.
Yeah. So it looks cool. They got a lot of cool stuff like the Trials of Mana series. They're making a remake. It's coming out next year. The third game in the series, Trials of Mana, which looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's
so
the Squaresoft.
There's a lot of cool. There's a lot of cool ports coming out, which is really cool. It's what the Switch needs to obviously sell more units and all that. And then you've got the heavy hitter, which is Pokemon in November, which first actual Pokemon game on a console.
Yeah,
right.
Which is going to be pretty big.
That's a big deal.
So,
well, and that's something I wanted to bring up too is they announced they're going to re-release Doom 64.
Yeah,
on the Switch. That's kind of awesome.
That's really cool.
Nobody played it though. Like, no, even people who owned N64s growing up. Like, I don't know very many people who played Doom 64.
I had to go to Disc Replay and buy a copy of Doom 64. It's the only Doom that when they translated it, it didn't have like just the old Doom graphics. Like, they completely. Did
like
new
they
graphics?
Reworked it or something?
They reworked all the.
Didn't a lot of the games that came out for the 64? Didn't they like kind of kidify them? Like they took a lot of the really bad stuff out of it.
That I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what game
remember
it is, but
Doom
that really
being pretty bloody.
Yeah, that does sound about right. Like maybe I want to say like maybe the South Park game or something like that. Like if you played it on the PlayStation, then it was
I just always remember everybody playing Doom and Wolfenstein on the PC. Like
right.
Yeah.
All your like rebel friends that were in like the the bad games, they all had them on PC.
Yeah, yep. That's true. So.
But it's cool that that's coming out, and they also released the fact that Terry Bogard from Fatal Fury is the next fighter for Smash Brothers, as well as Banjo-Kazooie released last week for Smash Brothers, which Amy was super pumped about. She loves Banjo-Kazooie. Now when we play Smash, we sat down and played Smash Brothers. I change characters every round. She just plays Banjo.
Oh, she mains Banjo.
She just mains Banjo the whole time.
I mean, I would do it. I would love for there to be just a brand new Banjo-Kazooie game from Rare. I would love
that. It's Banjo-Kazooie? Like it's his first and last name? I thought it was like
that's
it.
No,
Banjo is the bear, Kazooie is the bird.
Yeah.
Right, that stays in his backpack.
So if I just always said it wrong, Banjo and Kazooie?
It's just Banjo
way,
Kazooie.
Yeah, either way works.
Yeah,
but you can say that.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel like I learned like the more you know stuff. Yeah, right across my face.
Come flying over
thank
there.
Thank you for that knowledge, guys.
Yeah, well, it's the more I forgot over here, so I already don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Banjo Kazooie, Al! Super Smash Brothers on the Switch. Pay attention.
The last thing I wanted to hit on too is they updated Tetris 99, which is something I know that I've talked to you about.
So another game that it's got me on the fence. I want to play Tetris 99.
It's gonna happen, James. Why are you even holding out at this point? You know it's gonna happen. Like, what are you waiting for? Black Friday?
Ding 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 ding.
Okay.
It is coming.
That's
up.
How you got idea.
It is coming up. I mean, if you're into September, you might as well just hold
might
on
at that point. Sure. That's when you got your PS4, and it took you 8 months to open it.
It took me almost a year to open it up. It's sad. I mismanaged my time. I focused too much time on other bad habits that make me tend to forget things and fall asleep.
No, Tetris 99 got an update. It now has daily quests that you can do while you're playing, like, you know, get three Tetrises in a game or beat X amount, you know, be the last 10 guys, and you get tickets for these, and every 15 tickets or so you can get a new skin for your game. Like, they've done weekend events where you can get a skin that's like the original Game Boy Tetris. Instead of the,
I think I saw you post a clip on your social media playing that. Is that where you just showing off your new skin, or did you actually accomplish something great in the
game?
Well,
I did accomplish something great because I tried it out over the weekend just to do it, and I have never been the last man standing until this weekend.
Nice!
I finally got a victory in Tetris 99.
Suck on it!
Right. the caveat to that, the little asterisk to that, is the reason I got that victory is because now there's a mode called Tetris Invictus, which is for which only people who have gotten at least one victory can play.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure everybody who's been
part of the elite now.
Everyone who's been beating the crap out of me are all playing that while I was playing the regular version, and that's why I got, finally I'm the big fish in the small pond.
They've solved the equation of what to do when a lot of your player base sucks at your game.
Right.
You know, just make another whole separate lobby for the good players.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
I definitely need to be sitting at the kids' table. I'll tell you that right now when it comes to video games.
Every time I play PUBG, I'm like, why isn't there an easy mode for this? How can I make the other people worse at the game?
Yeah.
We have like Nerf guns instead of all these actual assault rifles that I don't know anything about. Just give me a Nerf, you know, slingshot and I'll be better.
So yeah, lots of big news with the Nintendo stuff. And once again, man, if you have not played Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4,
That's the thing that I was on the fence on. That I may actually buy, especially after that review.
And it's one of those things too that like you can get it now for like $20, maybe $10 bucks. Like when we got Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, yeah.
Like $10. All right, cool.
The way I view that Spider-Man game is the way I viewed Batman: Arkham Asylum. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you taking everything you love about the character and the universe that they live in and making it into such a good game. Like, I don't have a PlayStation, but that game looks sweet.
Yeah, it's absolutely, absolutely worth it.
I'm going to end up buying it and not playing it.
Welcome to my world.
I was going to say, I'm gonna do the James with it.
Right, all right. Well, we got a little bit more to get to here on Nerd Radio, so we're going to take a small break, and we're coming back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The name's Nukem, Duke Nukem. You know I've got balls of steel. I wouldn't be saying that unless I was here on Nerd Radio, because they've got balls of steel too. Hail to the Nerd Radio, baby.
Welcome back to Nerd Radio. It's Nerd Radio 101 on your social media machines. And of course, you can download us on WRIF.com or wherever you're getting your podcasts as part of the B-Pod Studios Network. It's Chuck Bean, Al Beck, James, Kyle, and Nate. It's a full room.
Take a breath there, buddy.
No. So many people here. And
I'm just so excited that we have so many microphones now in the Checkpoint XP studio that we can have five people and, like, nobody has to leave.
I could be getting stuff done.
I know.
Well, that was one of the things is, like, when they had, you know, when we were acquired by Beasley, you know, and they were like, well, where could we, you know, fit you in? I was like, show me a studio that isn't a, you know, on-air studio. Yeah. That has at least five microphones.
Yeah.
There's not one in the building.
No.
So.
No, I think four is as many as you get.
I think four, yeah. And even then, you have to, like, plug things in and, like, yeah. So, we were pretty specific on that. We were like, we need at least five microphones. So,
There we are.
Yeah, that's how that happened.
Everybody covered.
I know who I'm calling for negotiations.
Nate. Right, exactly.
I'm calling you in.
Get to negotiate like a new studio for you downstairs or something like that.
And the first time the boss says something to me about negotiation, hold on, you got to talk to my steward here.
Yeah.
Nate, yeah, I want a car. I want my own bathroom. Make it happen.
Do not ask this place for a car. You don't know what you're going to get.
It's one of those weird three-wheeled things from England.
Yeah. It's a jet ski on tricycle wheels.
We literally we work across the street from a scrapyard. I mean, they'll probably just pull it out of there.
Right.
Look what we bought for you.
They're going to deliver it with the forklift that they're driving around.
Yeah, right.
It's a go-kart.
Here you go, James.
Hey, I can still say, guess what, guys? I got a free car.
That's true. He's ahead of us. We didn't get a free car.
Yeah, well, that's true. To be fair, James would find something to do with that free car.
And find someone to turn it into a giant wiener.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
It would be spectacular, whatever happens.
Yep. Yeah.
Dave and Chuck the Freak Wiener Mobile.
Yep.
Damn straight, man.
Now the Wiener Mobile just completely derailed me. I didn't know what I was going to say. I was going somewhere with this show.
I'm thinking about my big old Wiener Mobile.
I can't help it. It's so large.
So what all the ladies say, too.
Oh, there's the buzzing.
Oh, no.
Sorry, the big old Wiener. Big old Wiener Mobile coming through.
So over the weekend.
Yeah, maybe don't have Nate negotiate. Look at the studio they got.
We have killed Al. He's done. That's what I was going to bring up, Al. Man, oh man.
What? What do you want?
You were busy on social media this week. We posted the clip from last week's show about your MASH origin story. And boy, oh boy, it cracks me up whenever you talk about MASH on social media. And like the people just come out of the woodwork.
I know.
That's the one defining feature about you that people are like, yes.
I want
to talk about Al Beck about MASH.
I know that and Star Trek, but I'll be honest with you, it is much more satisfying when I hear from people who like MASH.
Yeah.
Like, I love when I get, like, people, like, Trekkies reach out to me.
Right.
Or send me memes or whatever. Like, that stuff is super cool. But when I get people who send me stuff about MASH, it delights me to no end. Because that's the other thing, too. Like, I am very proud of the amount of coverage that MASH has received on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Because of you!
There is no reason that show should ever talk about MASH at all! I got Bob Newhart mentioned on there this morning.
That had me crashing my head this morning. Like, Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart. I think that used to be on, like, Nick at Night when I was, like, 4.
Probably.
What the hell?
Yeah. I love it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, so that's, that's the kind of thing. Make sure you're following us on social media. You get to see some video clips of each particular show. You get to see our audiograms and all that stuff. And, of course, you get to find out when the new episode goes up. If you're not already subscribing.
Make sure you tell them what the social media account is.
Nerd Radio 101.
Got to make sure you sell it, man. You got to know where it's
no,
at.
No, I appreciate it.
Because I'm sure there's some listeners who are like, oh, yeah, I should follow my social media, but I don't know.
I don't know where they're
how
at.
How to find them.
I think this story is right up your alley, James. You had to be a Garbage Pail Kids
Oh,
fan.
My God, I am. I still am.
Oh, no.
Did you see that they have, they're starting to do video shorts on YouTube?
I did not see
with
that.
The Garbage Pail Kids. Yes, there is a gross video. I pulled this thing up about them trying auction off garbage. The Garbage Pail Kids themselves auctioning off the art of some of their cards.
The Price is Right. I'd buy some priceless Garbage Pail Kids.
Would
art.
You frame some Garbage Pail Kids art in your
absolutely
in
I
your
would.
Den?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I was super excited when they came out with like a phone app game, and then the game was really lame. I was like,
yeah,
this is not good. Garbage Pail Kids, you ruined it.
Yeah, no, I saw Garbage Pail Kids, and I'm like, that's James has to love this. This has to be
it's
something.
It's boogers
he's
super and into. Farts and pimples and pus and gross,
right?
You know, but they paint it out like a real beautiful oil painting. Like it's the combination of. Like, beauty and disgust all in one.
It's like
perfect.
If Mad Magazine got trading cards.
Exactly.
Like Garbage
yeah.
Pail Kids was back in the day. So the Hawkeye series is coming out on Disney XD. And over the weekend, they said that Haley Stansfield is kind of on the short list to play Kate Bishop.
You mean Disney Plus?
I'm sorry, on Disney Plus. Is that what did I say?
XD.
XD.
Disney XD. Yeah, Disney Plus. Sorry. You have to pay for
I
this
thought,
stuff.
Wasn't Disney XD like the kids?
It is.
The
it's
kids.
Like their kids.
Their cartoon.
Disney, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Their cartoon network.
Haley Stenfield was in the Bumblebee movie last year. She was the lead, and she's also the voice of Spider-Gwen in the Enter the Spider-Verse movie. So maybe this will be the first time she showed up as, you know, physically as a superhero. There's a girl on Twitter. She's a young actress called, just goes by Artemis, but she is a, like, bow and arrow trick shooter. She's got her doing like the bottle cap challenge with a bow and arrow, and she's done some great stuff. And I'm like, she can be Kate Bishop. You don't have to pay a stunt person. You can just get her.
Yeah.
Well, we'll all right, thanks for tuning in.
I wish I knew more about who this person is.
Yeah, I was saying. I mean, like, what Artemis, you just...
I know Artemis as the character from, what is it, Ready Player One?
And right.
The Greek goddess or whatever. That's
The thing you said sounded reasonable, so I just agreed.
All right, fair.
Yeah. Nod your head and say yes.
Right. I can tell that Al's in a better mood this week, so I'm not just getting...
He's got enough fiber in his diet, so he's not as blocked up as he was last week.
And on a bit of a not so good note for Disney Plus, they have already canceled the Muppets show that they were going to do on Disney Plus.
Why?
Not going to be.
Why did you cancel the Muppets? It was the Muppets.
It was they received a pilot order for something called Muppets Live Another Day, and they decided because of creative differences between the show's writing team and the higher ups at Disney. That they were like, nah, this ain't gonna work.
Muppets Live Another Day sounds like a
James Bond. Yeah.
Muppet parody, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in. Let me watch it. I want to see that.
Is Small Fingers the bad guy in this?
Yes. Yeah, he's taking it back to Small Fingers.
Speaking of James Bond, this week Nate was kind enough to have me on Checkpoint XP on Monday.
Yes.
On you guys' Twitch stream. And while we were here, you were telling me about this streaming service.
Oh, yeah. Pluto.tv. That's my new obsession.
Yeah, that you just discovered. So while you were talking about it, I'm like, I'm going to download that on my phone or something like that. They have a James Bond channel.
Yeah.
They just play old James Bond movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've got channels for all sorts of stuff. Like, I caught myself watching like a good couple of hours of Cold Case Files.
Yeah.
They have an entire channel for that. Or Unsolved Mysteries. Just like the best, some of the best stuff from TV when I was growing up that just doesn't, there's so much content these days, doesn't really have a channel to live on, through cable. And I just think that's such a great idea. Just make it in like a free TV service. I'll watch that all day.
And yeah, it is free. It's not like
totally free. Huh. You don't even need to sign up for an account, like kind of like with Hulu or anything. You can just
download it onto whatever service, device you use.
Pluto.tv, and it'll just start playing.
Yeah, I think you can actually create your own channel too and upload your own stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
If I'm not mistaken, that's what it was like before when I first discovered it. You guys are kind of behind the ball. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Well,
get with it.
I've heard of it, but I knew nothing about it.
Well, back when I had like no cable things. I just had internet, and I had like a Roku stick. I found Pluto TV, and I was just watching stuff on there.
They have a Ninja Turtles channel.
Yeah.
It's freaking amazing. They play I've seen the 2000 cartoon and like the last Nick cartoon, the CGI cartoon on there. I haven't seen the original cartoons on there, but you can just any time of day, you can just pull up the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, totally, dude. They have a just a cartoon, like their version of like a cartoon channel.
Yeah.
So one day they were showing a bunch of like Max Fleischer cartoons, which I mean, that's some weirdness from like the 60s.
Right.
And then yesterday, what were they showing? They were showing the old Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
With Urkel voicing the Sonic the Hedgehog, which is just, I mean, it's not good. It's not a good cartoon.
No, not at all.
But, I don't have to pay anything to watch it, so yeah. I'll watch it
not
for a
good,
while.
But dude, that's this show.
Right.
Not good, satisfying, costs you nothing.
Yep.
Nerd radio.
No,
mother
ever. The real reason that I found it and got so into it is that they've got a channel for Mystery Science Theater 3000, which was my favorite show growing up ever, and then a channel for Riff Tracks, which is basically what they did after Mystery Science Theater 3000. So it's just like, if there's something on MST3K that I'm like, I'm not so big on that, I can pop over to Riff Tracks and there's something awesome there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just it's an awesome service. I haven't found anything like on there that I'm like, oh, this isn't cool. Like, everything on there is awesome.
They've got a bunch of stuff on demand too. Some movies, there's some anime on there, some old anime.
That's the best part about their anime lineup is that it is mostly old anime, and I love that shit.
But the one complaint I have is they don't have much of a search feature, so you're just kind of scrolling through looking for something. But I did find they have the Robin Williams Popeye movie. Back in the 80s, and I haven't seen that in well over a decade. So I'm looking forward to sitting down. I don't think Amy's ever seen it. I know she likes Robin Williams. Right. So that's going to do it for this week's Nerd Radio. Kyle, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Nate, thanks for dropping in as well.
Always happy to be here.
Make sure you check out Nate on checkpointxp.com. That's you guys got a ton of great content.
That's right. And we just announced a brand new show debuting on our channel this week called Checkpoint XP on Campus. You can check it out over at our website, checkpointxp.com.
Absolutely. Al Beck, James, I thank you for being here, but you guys are always here.
Yeah, we kind of signed up for that.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Thanks for following us on social media at Nerd Radio 101 if you're listening to this. And thank you for downloading the podcast. I always encourage you guys, go on iTunes, go on wherever you're getting your podcast. Give us a rate and review. In fact, let's close out this week with a review. Let me pull up our iTunes here.
If you rate us and review us, you may actually get read on the podcast.
See?
So there you go.
There's a little bit of thing there. Okay, so we've got 16 ratings on
Look
Apple,
at that!
Apple Podcast. Ooh. All 5 stars. Thank all 16
right.
of you. Chucky J back in looks like June said, our podcast is perfect.
Who is this and where can I send medication?
They said they listen every week in Georgia while they work
in a
machine shop. Perfect weekly nerd news.
That's awesome, though.
All right.
I joke, but thank you. That's awesome.
So according to Chucky J, we will change nothing about this podcast. Well, it will be the exact same.
It's not an option to begin with.
Car wreck you tuned into next week. As
Georgia Machine Shop Radio.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, Thank nerds. You.
Hey, we're out.
Oh, Georgia Machine Shop.
Yeah, it sounds like a band.
It does.
Yeah, I'd watch that band.
Oh, that's our new band.
Georgia Machine Shop.
House band.
Yeah. But it's all like just, whatchamacallit.
It's like
Barbershop Quartet.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, really throw them for a whirl.
Is it industrial music?
It would probably sound more like an industrial band, but I think we'd get more bang for our buck if we go Barbershop Quartet.
Maybe.
Me. Well, that's it.
That's it.
See ya.
Play the outro.
It's the end of the show.
Yeah, that's good. No one touch anything.
Hello.
Which
one,
mic
two,
is which?
Three, four.
I'll just turn them all on.
Fuck it. We can no longer say we're great at radio. Just turn all the mics on.
I am great at radio.
Why you got this other mic on over here?
That's in case us.
It's in case. The in case mic.
Yeah,
is there
exactly.
a ghost?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.